The message the Almighty God is giving to the church at this crucial moment in history is that the fire must never go out. So to those of you whose fire is burning bright, I have a word of encouragement and I have a word of warning. For those of you who are doing exploits for the Lord now, those of you who are seeing miracles, signs, and wonders in your ministry, those of you who are kicking out demons, who are healing the sick, who are setting the captives free, those of you whose churches are bursting at the seams, I have a word of encouragement. From Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I want to encourage you that the one who started the fire is able to keep it burning forever. He started it and he will complete it, because it's the beginning as well as the ending. So I want you to relax. Don't get anxious. Don't begin to feel that what God is doing today, he might not be able to do tomorrow. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning as well as the ending. So all of you who are experiencing a revival, congratulations. The Almighty God who started the good works in you will complete it. But I have a warning. I want you to beware. I want you to beware what to do with his power. Beware what to do with the fire that is burning in you, the fire that is burning in your ministry. Beware what to do with that power, because that power has been given for a purpose. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Almighty God made it clear that the reason you receive power is that you might be witnesses unto him. The power given to you is for missions. Acts chapter 8 verse 4 to 8. Acts 8 verse 4 to 8 says, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the gospel. In those days when the fire was burning in America and burning in Europe, they sent out missionaries. Now that the fire is burning in Africa, listen to me. God did not give you the fire just to sing and dance. And singing and dancing has its place. He has given you the power to go out and spread the gospel all over the world. That is the purpose of the fire. If the fire seemed to be going low in Europe and some other parts of the world, the Almighty God is saying to Africa, bring the fire back. Come back and do the work of the missionary. They sow the seed, they should have the harvest. They should enjoy the harvest. The power of the Almighty God is given for you to help the helpless. Acts chapter 3 verse 1 to 8. When Peter saw the man who was born lame, he told him, I might not have silver, I might not have gold, but I have the power of God. And he said, what I have, I give unto you. God did not give us his fire to enrich ourselves. He gave us the fire to help the helpless, to lift up those who are down, to say to the lame, rise up and walk. I want you to beware, those of you who are experiencing revival now, whose fire is burning bright. beware, because the brighter the light, the thicker the darkness around it. When the king wanted to arrest Elijah, he sent 50 soldiers and a captain. But when another king wanted to arrest Elisha, the man with the double portion of anointing, he sent a whole army. Because the brighter the light, the thicker the darkness around it. My brothers and sisters, those of you who are experiencing revival now, beware. The brighter the light, the thicker the darkness around it. But one thing is certain. Light will always defeat darkness. You must be sober. You must be vigilant. Because the fire must never go out. You've heard about what God is doing in Nigeria. And even though it might be difficult for some of us to comprehend, it is true. And I remember very well the first time we had a great gathering. Millions of people were there. And all kinds of miracles happened. And I was walking around the camp where I live at night, praising the Almighty God. And it was around 2 a.m. in the night, when all of a sudden I heard the Lord speak to me and say, "Son, bend down." So I bent down, and he said, "Draw the picture of a man on the sand." And I did. And he said, "Stand up." And I stood up. By now I was trembling because I knew there's a message. He said, "Clean off that which you have drawn with your leg." And I did. And he said, "Son, if you ever forget who is in charge, just as you wiped out that drawing, I will wipe you out. And nobody will ever remember that you ever existed." Those of you whose fire might be burning bright now, remember one dangerous thing about power. Power corrupts. When you begin to see miracles happen, when you begin to lay hands on the sick and they recover, when you begin to command demons and they begin to obey, when you begin to see your churches burst at the ends, when you find that no matter how big the building, it can't contain the crowd, be careful that you don't become swollen-headed. Be careful that you know who is the owner of the power. Be careful that you don't forget that it is God who says, "Power belongs to me." It is written, God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongs to God. He gave us the fire for signs and wonders. He gave us the signs so that we can resist false religion. He gave us the fire so that we can say to Elimas the sorcerer, the blind. He gave us the fire so that we can uproot mountains. He gave us the fire so that false religions will not be able to take root any longer in our nations. The Almighty God knows that there will be a time when there will be all these new age movements. That's why he has given us the fire, so that we can confront them. God knows that there will be lying wonders. There will be those who will be performing false miracles. But he has given us the fire, so that by demonstrating the power of the Almighty God, we'll be able to show the world that there is a living God. there are those of you whose fire is burning low now. Once upon a time, the fire was burning bright in you, but the fire has gone dim. I have a word of encouragement for you. The word of encouragement has been shared by my brother who spoke earlier. And that is, God is able and willing to blow on your dying fire and turn it to an inferno again. The Almighty God is willing and able to bring a revival back to those whose fire might be burning low. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 12 verse 20, he said, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. You know what God is saying? God is saying, I don't bury my wounded soldiers, I heal them. You remember very well in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 1 to 8, 1 Kings 19 verse 1 to 8, when Elijah was feeling very low, so low that he was asking God to kill him. God didn't kill him. He sent him food. He sent him water. He said to him, boy, I've not finished with you yet. Every one of you who feel burnt out now, every one of you who feel tired, every one of you who feel that the fire of God in you is no longer what it used to be, I believe that tonight is your night. I believe God will refresh you tonight. I believe God will revive you tonight. If you believe that, let me hear you say amen. But I have a word of warning for you. I have a word of warning for you, because the greatest danger of a dying fire is that it still burns. The fire may be dying, but it is still fire. You touch it, it can still burn. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to 18, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to 18, you find a man whose fire was going out, Eli by name, but he was still issuing decrees. He was still saying to Hannah, your request be granted. And Hannah's request was granted. There are some people today who are still prophesying. There are still some people today who are still healing the sick. But the fire is on the way out, because they have commercialized the power of the Almighty God. The Almighty God is saying, beware. Beware, because according to Revelation chapter 3 verses 15 and 16, God will prefer that you are either hot or cold. God does not like anything lukewarm. So everyone who feels that once upon a time things were better, the fire was hotter, but now the fire is going down, I want to encourage you to return to the Almighty God quickly. The Almighty God said in Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 to 5. Revelation 2 verse 4 to 5 said, return to your first love. Return to those days of Bible study. Return to those days of fasting and prayer. Return to those days when you can hold on to the Almighty God all night in prayer before you mount the pulpit. Remember those days before you became popular. Remember those days before you became a great man of God. Remember those days when you used to spend time with the Almighty God. I share with a little bit of testimony with you, and then I'll move on to the third section. Oh, there was a time when I found that the crowd was still coming. I was still ministering. And miracles were still happening. Souls were still being saved. But it was a struggle. A big struggle. the crowd was diminishing, but you know, if you have a crowd of 100,000 and a crowd of 99,000, they look alike. Unless you count them, you might not see the difference. And I was sensing it in my spirit. This work is becoming more of a labor rather than an enjoyment. And then God spoke to me. And I believe God is speaking to someone here tonight. I believe God is about to give you a turnaround in your ministry. And God said to me, "Son, when was the last time we had fellowship together?" And I pretended I didn't understand the question. You know, when God asks you an uncomfortable question, you pretend you don't understand. And before I could dodge, he explained. He said, "When was the last time we had fellowship together?" And he reminded me of those days when I would be alone in the car, traveling, praising God. And the power of God will come down so mightily on me that I will have to park by the roadside and cry out and sob in joy and excitement until I could settle again. God said, "When was the last time we had that kind of fellowship?" Oh Lord, you know, I'm no longer alone in the car. My driver is in the front seat. I'm sitting at the back. If all of a sudden I began to cry, he will wonder what's going on. And God said, "Oh, so it is my fault that I prospered you. It is my fault that I gave you not only a car, but a driver to drive it." I said, "Lord, I am sorry. If I can't do it in the car anymore, I will do it outside the car." I remember that night, after everybody was asleep, I sneaked out of the house and I went to a corner in the camp where no one would disturb me, and I began to worship the Almighty God. I've been doing it just for a few minutes when His presence came. And I'm telling you, brethren, after that, things changed so dramatically that now all I need to do is wave my hands and the sick will be healed. All I need to do is wave my hands and the lame will begin to walk. I prophesy to someone here tonight, after tonight, when you wave your hands, the sick will be healed. The captives will be set free, because your revival will come again. Do I hear amen loud and clear to that? Finally and thirdly, I want to speak to those whose fire had gone out. I mean, completely gone out. I have for you a word of encouragement and a word of warning. A word of encouragement because God is able and willing to rekindle your fire. Remember Samson. In Judges chapter 16, verse 22, after the enemy had plucked out his eyes, after they had put him in prison because his fire went out, the Bible says the hair on his head began to grow again. Whoever is the Samson that is here today, that fellow who used to hear from God, that fellow who used to be mightily used of God, that fellow who is aware that the fire is gone, good news for you, Samson, your hair will grow again. God is more than able to rekindle the fire that had gone out, because according to Ezekiel 37 verse 1 to 10, He could even breathe on dry bones, and the dry bones can live again. However, I have a warning for you a warning for you that after the Almighty God has rekindled your fire, you must remember to watch out and beware of those things that put out the fire originally. Retrace your steps. Find out where you fell. Remember those things that creeped upon you little by little that put out the fire of God in you, and avoid them like a plague. There are things that the Almighty God said we were to resist. He said in His word we are to resist the devil. But when it comes to youthful lust, He didn't ask you to resist, He asked you to flee. There are things you must run away from, great man of God, great woman of God. There are times to stand and fight. There are times to run. Pay attention to the word of the living God. Remember that if you are to get your fire back again, you have to repent, you have to confess, you have to forsake. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 verse 13, it says, "He that concealeth his things shall not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy." You must be willing to restitute your ways. You must be willing to repair the altar of the living God. And then you can go back to the Almighty God and say, "Father, give me a second chance. Kindle my fire again." The Almighty God is saying to every one of us tonight, loud and clear, the fire must never go out.